Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
A local FFA class has learned to purchase and raise cattle and are now learning to market beef. And we can be a part of it. Let's go in depth with Paige Busick and Grace Stevens with the Pleasantville FFA. Grace, you and Paige took animal science last year, right?
Yep, that's correct.
And what's the course about animal science? I mean, science of animals, but it's much more than that.
So for our class, because our FFA is so involved in our classroom and we try and kind of combine the two, we have a lot of different projects that we do, a lot of smaller ones that it just involve learning about animals and their like systems, as you would in biology with humans and other smaller animals. And then we also just learn about how to take care of livestock and how you they should be treated in order for the consumer to have a healthy product in the end.
And our class is also very hands-on, so instead of just learning about it from a textbook, we actually got to buy our own project. So we bought cattle, and the class has been taking care of them since April.
So you bought them from where?
We went to the Knoxville Livestock Market, and we ended up buying 16 total.
Yes. And then only it was half and half.
Yes. So we had 8 that we put on pasture, and our goal with those is to background them. So they'll be on pasture until middle of October, and then we'll take them back to the livestock market to sell. And then our other 8 were feedlot, so they eat all grain. And our goal with those is to sell them to local people for beef.
Background them, what does that mean?
Backgrounding, it kind of just means raising them up and like helping them put more weight on so that they can grow to be healthier. And so when we sell them off, our goal is for whoever buys them to have cattle that are ready to be finished and raised until they're sold and ready for the consumer. So backgrounding is kind of just getting them off on a good start and making sure that they're healthy and they're on a good diet.
Was one better than the other, feedlot versus pasture?
Not necessarily. We just did both of them so we could have 2 different views of raising them and doing different things for them, so we could learn about both processes.
And so you bought them when they were calves?
Yeah, were about... The background ones were about 500 to 600 pounds, and the feedlot ones were around 700.
Yes.
So they were already huge when you got them.
Well, that's kind of small for
for cattle.
Yeah. Now our feedlot ones are weighing around last time we weighed them, they were around 1,100.
Yeah.
Okay. So our goal for when we take them to the locker is to be around 1,300 pounds, so.
Okay, so you got them about half that.
Yes.
Now here I just imagined you holding little calves and carrying them around. But no.
That would have been cute, I wish, no. But the class voted against cow-calf, so
yeah.
I guess not.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation about marketing beef with Paige Busick and Grace Stevens with the Pleasantville FFA. Now, when I got here a little bit early and I was sort of peeked through the door at Mr. Collins lecturing, and he had images of 4 different kinds of cows upon the screen.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think he was teaching?
That was livestock judging. I remember doing that as a freshman. So that's kind of more of the show side of animals. So, like, you're looking for which one would be the best. It depends on if they were looking at steers or heifers, on what they were looking at for what they want to be the best, like, of the four.
Heifers.
It was heifers.
Yeah.
So that they're looking probably for more, like, breeding purposes. So, like, what would be the best for breeding them?
When you bought your cattle, did you look at them and say, and discuss them and say, hey, I think this one will be better or that one will be better?
When we went to the livestock market to buy our cattle, we had, our whole class was there, but we kind of had two or three people that we were really confident that have grown up with cattle and they know a little bit more, they're a little knowledgeable. So our class had learned about it and knew what was going on, but we wanted to make sure that there was two or three people that really were willing to take action and know when, like, to bid. And so we kind of just waited for the right size group of cattle and the weight we wanted and around the price we wanted. And they didn't have to be, as long as they didn't look super sick or lame or injured, then we thought they would be fine. We didn't inspect them too closely.
Also, before the sale started, we were able to go in and kind of look at the different pens that were going to be sold. So we wanted all steers. So beforehand, we went around and tried to find pens of steers, and we, like, wrote down, like, what number that was. So when they came in, we were kind of aware that, oh, we looked at these ones, so this might be one we want to bid on.
Okay, because some, they come in different, lots of different sizes,
yes,
right?
Yes, there's, like, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so was it exciting bidding?
Kind of. We had, like, a designated bidder, so, like, not all of us were, like, raising our hands, and then the auctioneer was confused, but, so, yeah, it was, yeah.
And some of them, even watching, like, farmers and ranchers bid, was exciting too. Like, even when we, it wasn't like even the group that we wanted, but just watching them bid, and, like, honestly, like, farmers, that's, like, the most emotion I've ever seen out of farmers in a livestock market. I don't think I've ever seen a farmer gets as emotional and, like, angry as when he gets outbid by someone.
And so I bet you learned from who was bidding at what, you know, at what lot too.
Yes, yeah. yeah.
An educational, okay, and so an educational process. So after that class, now you're taking another class where you're actually gonna sell the beef.
Yes,
right?
So over the summer, we were, each person in the class had, like, to do chores. We got separated out by week, so, like, one person would have a week and so on. And so now we are trying to sell our feedlot steers to people in the community who would want halves of beef. So right now we are marketing that.
Okay, and just to make some money for yourselves or for high school, FFA?
It would be, so part of it goes back to our, a percentage of it goes back to the FFA organization, like our chapter. And then most of it goes and splits evenly between all of our class members. And it's not necessarily for, like, with profit in mind. It's more like a learning experience that is, like, more valuable. Because when you have, like, how big is our class?
I think there's 16 of us.
16 kids, and you're splitting the check between 16 people, and then a percentage also goes to the FFA. It's not looking for a profit. It's more learning about how these things are done and being able to, like, take responsibility and have these opportunities and experiences where our kids are, like, know how to handle themselves in a business setting. I think that and that experience is more important than a profit.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about marketing beef with Paige Busick and Grace Stevens with the Pleasantville FFA. And this is part of your ag business class, right?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, so that's a class that, I mean, that those two classes build on each other.
Mm-hmm.
That's sort of different, isn't it?
Yeah. I think taking our animal science class first is really important, just having a base knowledge of the cattle that we're working with. And then with that knowledge, being able to use it and learning about business and how to market your cattle, how to sell them, how to communicate and connect with community members if you want to have a good sale. And Mr. Collins, like in the past few classes, we've been talking about customers that we've had in the past, if they'd be interesting reaching out to them and seeing if they're still interested in having beef, if they're still eating the beef that they got last year, because some people just don't go through it very fast. It's a lot. And so it's kind of just seeing how our community like is reacting to our projects and what they want from us, or how we should change if they liked what we were doing last year. So continuing on from there with our customers.
So what locker are you going to use?
We'll be going through the Milo locker.
Yeah, Milo locker, yes.
Okay, and so let's say I want a half of beef or a quarter of beef. What do I need to do?
So we are selling, the total price will end up being around $1,300 for a half of beef. And when you talk to one of the class members that you want one, there's a $350 down payment to the class, so you can like secure your spot. And then once they get closer to the locker date, which we have set for October 31st, the customer will need to call the Milo locker and let them know like what cuts they want. And then once it'll be done around middle of November, and then our class will deliver it to you, so you don't have to come pick it up. We will deliver the meat to the customers.
Okay, that's handy. And so if I like a little bit thicker steak, I can... Mm-hmm. You can make that happen, the locker mm-hmm. will.
Yes.
Okay, that's interesting. So, and this has worked in the past before? You think you'll get some of your, people that bought last year, maybe some new people?
Yeah. We've had a few people from last year contact us, or we've contacted them and asked them, and they seemed interested and wanted another half. So hopefully as we continue contacting our past customers, they'll keep wanting it, but... we're definitely always, we're wanting more new customers and new connections, and we want the kids to have, to not be stuck with one group of people, especially when our community is so supportive. We want to make sure that everyone has like a chance to connect with our FFA.
Well, yeah, and then it's almost like you're part of it, you're contributing, mm-hmm. you're helping make
yeah.
it happen. What's the most important thing you learned in this class?
I think, obviously, just the basic knowledge of learning about cattle and the building blocks of that and business is important, but also just the patience it takes buying cattle, raising them, figuring out chore schedules, all
yeah.
that. Patience is so, so important when you're figuring out all these things and working with people. And when you're working with a group of teenagers in a small community where everyone's involved in everything and our schedules are so busy, you really learn to be grateful for the adults that are willing to help and step in. We've had FFA alumni that come really late at night and help with cattle and give them vaccinations and shots for mm-hmm. their sicknesses, and a vet that is amazing. So I think patience and humbleness and just being grateful for what you have is so, so important, and that's one thing that I've definitely learned while doing this project.
And Paige?
Yeah, a lot of what Grace said is what I've learned, but I'd never really worked with cattle before this, so it was just, I learned a lot just being like how to work with cattle and be around them. So, and then everything Grace said about everyone that's helped us. And
is an agricultural career in your future, either of you?
Not necessarily specifically in agriculture, but I've thought about going into an environmental study because that's another thing that I'm grateful for my ag program and our FFA program, is that it's kind of opened my eyes to like our soils class. How good the soils in Iowa are and how much like we need to protect them and runoff and There's a lot that I've learned from our program that makes me aware of our environment and how important it is to keep things the way they are and conserve the resources that we have.
I don't necessarily want to go into ag. I want to be a dentist, actually, but ag and FFA have helped me so much with like communication as well, which will help me in my career path. So you learn a lot more than just ag. You learn how to communicate with people and your communication skills and leadership skills are improved by taking ag.
Thanks to Paige Busick and Grace Stevens for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.